Wonder Stories, where you enter the wonderful world of books. Hello everyone, welcome to Wonder Stories. Today, I'm going to read you the story Chicken Licken. It's a very funny story, by the way. I hope you like it. So, let's start. Chicken Licken. Where all the animals were happy except one, Chicken Licken. Chicken Licken had a problem. He was afraid of everything. He was scared of the tiniest mouse, the friendliest worm, and even his own shadow. One day, Chicken Licken went for a walk in the woods. He darted from tree to tree, looking out for anything scary. After a while, he sat down for a rest under a great oak tree. At that moment, a tiny acorn dropped from the tree and fell to the ground, where it hit Chicken Licken on the head. Chicken Licken sat up at once and opened his eyes wide. He didn't see the acorn behind him. He had no idea what could have hit him. "What was that?" said Chicken Licken. Chicken Licken looked up at the blue sky above and gasped. "Oh no," he thought. "It must be the sky. The sky is falling." He ran around the tree in a panic. "The sky is falling! The sky is falling!" he cried. "I must tell everyone at once." And of course, the king will want to hear this, he thought, puffing out his chest importantly. Back at the farm, Henny Penny was sitting at the hen house when Chicken Licken raced by. "Out of my way!" yelled Chicken Licken. "Look, what's the matter?" asked Henny Penny. "The sky is falling," cried Chicken Licken. "I have to warn everybody." "Oh no," said Henny Penny. "What should we do now?" "We have to tell the king," said Chicken Licken. "He will know." So they went. They ran past the hen house and into the farmyard, where, thump, they bumped into Cocky Locky. "Hey, watch where you're going," said Cocky Locky. "But the sky is falling," said Chicken Licken. "Good grief," said Cocky Locky. "We must do something."
"We are,"
said Chicken Licken.
"We are going to tell the king."
"Then let's splendid idea," said Cocky Locky. "Come, I will come too." And they all set off together. Soon they passed the duck pond, where Ducky Lucky was enjoying a morning swim.
"What's on your feathers in such a flap?"
he quacked.
"The sky is falling," said Chicken Licken.
"That's terrible," said Ducky Lucky. "What are we going to do?"
"We are going to tell the king," said Chicken Licken.
"Why don't you come too?"
"I think I would better," said Ducky Lucky, and they ran across the bridge. Before long, they came to an old barn where Goosey Lucy was sitting quietly in her nest.
"What's the matter?"
she howled when she saw them all hurrying along.
"The sky is falling," said Chicken Licken. The sky is falling, gasps Goosey Lucy.
Does the king know about this?
We are off to tell him right now, said Chicken Licken.
Wait for me,
called Goosey Lucy, and they all set off at once.
At last, they reached the field beyond the farm. Turkey Lurkey was looking for worms.
What's the matter?
Said Turkey Lurkey.
The sky is falling, said Chicken Licken.
The sky is falling, cried Chicken Moo.
Said Turkey Lurkey.
Is it true?
Spluttered Turkey Lurkey.
Yes, yes!
Everyone clucked and swarmed or quacked.
There is no moment to lose. We are going to tell the king. This is serious,
said Turkey Lurkey, bringing up to the rear. And they ran through the field.
Soon they came to the forest where Foxy Loxy lived.
What are you all doing here? So far from the farm? Asked Foxy Loxy.
The sky is falling,
cried Chicken Licken.
Really?
Said Foxy Loxy and smiled to himself.
What nonsense. The sky couldn't possibly be falling.
But he didn't say that.
We are going to tell the king, are you?
Said Foxy Loxy.
Yes, we are going to tell, said Chicken Licken.
I think I will come too, said Foxy Loxy.
With a smirk,
I know a shortcut we can take.
He led them deeper and deeper into the forest until they reached a hole.
It's down here, he said.
Henny Penny looked puzzled as she followed the others.
Is this where the king lives? She asked.
No, said Foxy Loxy. This is where I live, and I'm going to gobble you all up.
He licked his lips and got ready to pounce.
But if you gobble us up, said Chicken Licken,
who will tell the king the sky is falling?
You stupid bird, said Foxy Loxy.
The sky isn't falling. No sooner as he had finished speaking, that air and a cone fell on Foxy Loxy's head.
Bonk! Foxy Loxy didn't see the acorn. All he could see was the sky. He started to tremble.
The sky is falling,
said Foxy Loxy. Now Foxy Loxy, who was not scared, started believing that the sky was really falling. With a worried cry, he jumped down the tunnel and ran for his life. He was never seen again.
Now, the others had seen the acorn fall on Foxy Loxy's head.
They are glared at Chicken Licken.
Are you quite sure that the sky that fell on your head was not an acorn? They said.
Maybe it was an acorn,
said Chicken Licken, looking embarrassed.
Chicken Licken! They yelled.
They chased him all the way back to the farm.
The end.